Podcast Possibilities. Let's rock.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry is the rock station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station. 97.7.
So right, never felt this good before. Let's go walking hand in hand, with no worries, with no friends. I could sing a song while you teach me how to dance. All I can see are blue skies, time just seems to fly.
Destinations unknown. If we aim for something. I want my Mad Hatter's world. The greatest puzzle is who we are. You gone crazy by far. But my doll and my dear, the best people usually are. Said I wanna know how deep this rabbit hole. My Mad Hatter's world.
We welcome you to another edition of our local music show tonight called Grassroots. It airs every Sunday night at 7, and guess what? It's 7, and it's Sunday. And that means Bob and Utah are back together again to talk about local music, play some local music, and have some local fun here tonight. This segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio, and you've already been hearing some songs, so that usually sets the tone for the night for you to know that we're going to play a lot of music here tonight, aren't we, Utah?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of our music and discussion shows, and there's some commonality between the two artists that you just heard as well. They have a more than a couple things in common.
Yeah, they do. You just heard the brand new song from Anger the Ant called Wonderland, and a great new tune from our reigning Grassy Award winners, our two-time Grassy Award winners. And, of course, they've been part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival and will again this year and have some new material coming forth. And the young lady that you heard kicking off our evening, actually some of the horns that you hear during Wonderland is her.
Yep, and she is going to be making her debut appearance at the Band Jam this year. So look at that. Look how all that ties together. And that's this incredibly talented Sophie Lockhart. And a song of hers called Blue Sky Day to kick things off tonight.
Yeah, great stuff. Just saw Sophie St. Patrick's Day weekend playing down at Reclamation Brewing. She did a fantastic job. She's just such a smooth style. And I love the way she writes a song. And that's a great song, Blue Sky Day. And, of course, those two played together there. So you're going to hear them play at the Band Jam this year. And of course, that Anger the Ant song coming out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. As we mentioned, they are our first segment sponsor of the show here tonight. And tying that in, the band Meat Hook is going to be a part of the Band Jam too. So right out of the gate here tonight, you're going to hear a lot of tunes that are going to be connected to Band Jam this year.
Yeah, there'll be a few more coming up in the show here as well. I'm looking down the list here and I'm going, yeah, Band Jam, Band Jam, yeah. Band Jam. And this is not our Band Jam preview show, no. Boy, it's halfway there.
How about that? Yeah. It's always fun to get together with our artists and hear from them, but also we like to pile a song-based show together to get you to hear some of the songs, and especially some of these, who knows, they may be a Grassy nominee coming up before you know it. It's hard to say. The list has not been compiled. I'm sure Utah has his thoughts. I've been compiling my thoughts. I'm sure many of the staff members here are compiling their thoughts, and hopefully you out there have been listening to the Rock Station to keep an ear out to some of those local songs that you hear, because that's part of the prerequisite. It has to be something that's played in regular rotation, too. So, hard to say what's going to be there, but we'll be doing that and then announcing that as part of the Band Jam this year for the 7th Grassy Award.
Yeah. Already. And one of the ways you can really exert influence on who gets nominated is by requesting your favorite bands and your favorite songs, because the on-air personalities here at the Rock Station pay attention to that. They kind of know what the buzz is. You know, that's their job. That's how they pick the songs to play as it is. And so you can really make a big impact for a certain band by tweeting and Facebooking and emailing and letting them know you're listening to local music and which local band it is.
And, yeah, an extra little tip there, too. You know, there's that live noontime get-together, the Rockin' Hard Diner, where a lot of times you may have an opportunity to have a little influence on some of those local songs. So take that opportunity. When you have a radio station that does play some of these local tunes, you need to take advantage of it. And I know the artists out there appreciate it, too, especially when they're getting a buzz, not just from Bob in Utah. They're getting it from the listening public, too. So,
all right. Well, you know what? I'm kind of recovered up from yesterday. What about you? You doing all right? First Rock Done Right tour stop the books?
Yeah. Hails for Athletes, complete success for Butler County Special Olympics. And a pat in the back to Scott and everybody that put that together. And I know, Utah, you take care of the music portion of that with Noble Hops and more. What a neat idea they had to just kind of take a different spin. And still have that same cause for Butler County Special Olympics, and it's great to see the response that they did get from that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and you know, they work so hard on this event. I've said this many times. It's one of my favorite events to attend every year just because of how well it's organized and just the great job that they do. Again, money staying local, and they raise a heck of a lot of money, too. But I'll tell you what, Scott Dittman is one of the hardest working people in this entire area on a lot of the things that he does for various causes to help Butler County people and agencies and whatnot out. I don't think people are really aware of that, but I am. I see him doing it all the time, and he really works hard.
Yeah, and he's a good guy and takes care of it. You know, he runs it right. It's about the best way I can put it. Thank you to anybody that attended the first Rock Done Right tour stop yesterday at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. Well, let's get on to some music here. And we're going to play a couple of more tunes here tonight as we continue our progression through local music. And don't forget, show is streaming at 977rocks.com.
All right. I say we get to kind of a spinoff from last week's guest, Chip Dominick, the new version of Chip and what he has going on. We're going to flash back to something from years past that he did, a little side project called Lindona. And I just really enjoyed this. Always enjoyed this song first time I heard it. It's called Painted Girl.
It was a Grassy nominee at one time, wasn't it?
It was, yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll follow that up with, appropriately, since Meat Locker Recording Studio is sponsoring this segment, let's do a little meat hook. A week ago, we announced that they were going to be part of the Band Jam again this year. They made their debut on the stage out at Cooper's Lake Campground last year and just blew everybody. I think the whole hillside was cleared. They just blew them away. So they were a prerequisite to come back. And we got a great tune. This is one of their later tunes that they did called Better Off Over. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Never burned, and if you're The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Once again, we thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, sponsoring our first segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight. Bob in Utah with you, and we are playing music tonight. And this next segment is brought to you by our friends down at the Rainbow Inn in Freeport for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, 323 2nd Street in Freeport. And by the way, there's a particular Thursday that you might want to really kind of circle on the calendar to make sure you're there, because we always kind of, you know, jokingly say Utah's going to be in the crowd, and many times he is. He'll be down there having a man can. But we've got Utah dialed up for something very special coming up here in April.
Yeah, this Thursday, it's been a while since we've played at the Rainbow. We used to play there all the time back in the day, and ran an open mic for a little while as well. But life gets busy, and, you know, so I've been busy doing this and doing other things. But they have been with us since day one. The Rainbow has, in sponsoring the show, they are still with us. And I just want to kind of say thank you to them. So we're going to hold an open mic down there this Thursday, April 11th, probably start around 7 p.m. And I just encourage you to come down and show your support. Even if you can't stay, just pop in, say thank you, grab a man can or whatever beverage of choice you want. But, you know, let them know that you appreciate them supporting the show, because without the sponsors, it probably wouldn't be happening. And I know when we started this, you know, we had to put money where our mouths talked too, you know, and they stepped up and they were there. So.
Yeah, and they're still with us today. So, all right, look forward to that Thursday night, open mic, and an opportunity for you to enjoy a little local music get-together. And there's some excitement, not too far down the street from our radio station location. Of course, there's a big ballpark there, the historic Pullman Park. And there's been quite a bit of activity over the last year now of excitement down that way. They've been trying to bring in some different concerts, create some different fanfare. And we're going to have a special guest coming up on this show to talk about a very subject of that, of bringing music in and a little bit of a kind of a concert series, if you will. And I know, Utah, you're going to be a part of that with, what, Noble Hops?
Yeah, we're going to be playing that date. And they've got, I think it starts in June and runs all the way through September, maybe even in October. I don't know the full run of that. But Clint Kittle from Speed Freak Motorsports reached out to Dean Selfridge, who is running the park, I guess, right now, or managing it, whatever. And they decided they're going to do a concert series down there this summer on Friday night. So it's going to be a blast. And just it's great to have local music still happening somewhere, you know, in the Butler area. So hats off to him. And then he's got a big event that he does in September every year as well, which is just a blast to play at. And we'll talk about that down the road, I'm sure. But after bumping into him here in the studio, we got to talking about an old band that I was associated with back in the day. Uh-huh. In fact, they were one of the... They were either the first or second band we ever played on the Grassroots Show, episode number one.
Okay.
That was a band called Cage, and he said to play the walls, so Clint, we'll send this out to you.
Of course, this was on Shady Lady Records.
Yeah, yes it was, our last CD a long time ago, so yeah. We're still trying to find a band that wants to record with us again. They're tough. Yeah. Working with the musicians is tough.
Oh, great band, though, Cage. And we'll follow that up with a band that actually reached out to us thanks to our email at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. And this is a prime example of what we bark to you about. Take the opportunity. If you have a band or you know a band and they want heard, email us, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, whether it's just to be on the concert calendar or to present a song. And this is a group of guys And I want to thank Doug Roberts, who sent the email. They call themselves Rock and Roll Garage by Garage Rock Band from Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio. And looking up to see what they were all about, it seems like they play a lot in the Youngstown area. They're called Harnessing the Sun. They've released two CDs so far since 2013. They released an EP called Sun Sings in 2013. And then Raw Honey just a couple of years ago. And we've got their song, No Way, Harnessing the Sun, name of the band. We'll follow that up after Cage here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Once again, you're listening to local music. It's our grassroots show tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions, here on The Rock Station, 97.7 Bob in Utah with you. And again, this segment being brought to you by Bros' Superette for best hot sausage and a full line of meats, steaks, smoked beef sticks. Man, we just had a get-together and did some of their hot sticks and cheese sticks, and oh, man, it's so good. They do their own bologna, too. You can put it all together, then you buy up. They do some smoked cheeses as well. Just tastes really good, especially with a glass of wine, kids, let me tell you. They say your daily recommendation is one. So stop on by, High on the Hill, right on the Price, corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue.
What? Daily recommendation of wine? Come on.
The doctor said one glass of wine a day is good for the heart.
Well, how many beers?
I take these things
how
to
many,
heart.
How many beers? Let's. How does that translate in a beer? But,
yeah, I would think along the same line. Yeah?
Yeah. Same people who said eggs were bad for you, right?
No, and then next week they're going to tell you how good it was for you. So, exactly. You know, you only live once. That's what I say.
Yeah.
It's good to have everybody on board here tonight. We're playing some tunes. So far tonight, we've heard from Sophie Lockhart, Anger the Ant, Londona, Meat Hook, Cage, and a new band, Harnessing the Sun. And thanks again to Doug Roberts getting in touch with us via our grassroots email and letting us know a little bit about them. We're going to investigate them a little further, too. Band that just, a little over a week ago, I know, had a very special get-together down at Jurgles. And that's the Justin Wade Band, and it sounds like they had a great show. It sounds like Justin is staying very, very busy and very active with his band. And, of course, he's got a premier guitarist in Bobby Thompson who plays alongside him. And I understand, Utah, that Justin did a little bit of a survey regarding a question that we have talked quite a bit about on this show.
Yeah, he threw this out there. He wanted to know what people thought about either early show starts or late show starts. And early being something, you know, 6, 7, 8-ish, maybe wrapping up 9, 10, 11. Or the old traditional thing that's been going on for many, many years where you start 9, 10 o'clock at night and you go till 1, 2 in the morning. And it was quite interesting, the results. 82%. 82% said they prefer the early shows, and I believe that.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and especially just popping around to the different locations that have been having music, and especially even some of the brewery locations. You know, a lot of those places don't stay open late, so they have those early get-togethers, and you usually find people are really kind of congregating that 6, 7 o'clock hour, and then you see maybe you get to a 10 o'clock, and things thin out pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we've noticed at some of the traditional live music venues as well that, you know, geez, 10, 15 years ago, you're tossing people out at 2:30 in the morning because, you know, the music had just stopped. Nobody would leave, and it just went all night long. And now it rolls past midnight, and, you know, people are gone.
Yeah.
They're just not out late anymore, it seems, at least for local music, you know, and that's pretty much when I go out. I'm checking out local music, but... Yeah, so I believe that's probably where people's mindset is these days, that early starts. And just for me as a musician, I prefer it as well. You know, I kind of like a nice 7, 8 o'clock start. And, you know, you got to pack all that stuff back up and get out of there. And so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, especially for a musician. I'm sure you get tired of getting home at 4 o'clock in the morning because you had to pack everything up.
You know, unless you're the singer of a band because they don't do anything. You know, they have strolling in with their microphone. Hey, I'm here. You know, and then it's the end of the show, and they put their microphone in a bag and went and see a rehearsal. Out they go.
Well, we'd be curious to let our listeners know, too. I'm curious, you know, if you want to get in touch with us, we have our email, grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. What's your thought if you're out there listening? You know, fire us off an email. What time period do you prefer? And the common thought theme here is like a 3-hour period. You know, if you're going to start a show at 6, it's going to wrap at 9. 7, 10, 8 to 11? What do you prefer out there? I know things have changed. I don't know if some of our laws have helped to change that, or is that just society in general? You know, we have become so busy and so active in so many different areas, and then our distractions have become many for a lot of different reasons. Social media and phones, a lot to do with that, too. So maybe that early time period is better for the bands because people are going to pay attention more instead of getting tired and distracted as the night goes on. I don't know. I don't know what the thought process is on it.
Yeah, it's a trend that I personally like, though. And you know, we've even picking up some afternoon gigs on a Sunday, which are pretty sweet as well. You know, I love that. Just go out on a beautiful summer day and you're playing from noon to three or two to five or something like that. And it's I quite enjoy it. But we do have a Facebook page out there. We'd love to hear from you. Get on there and tell us what you think, early or late.
Yeah, whatever you prefer.
You know, back to that, I wonder if how much of that maybe plays into demographics as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. You know, is it because we're old and maybe the older people are the ones that are still going out to listen to local bands and maybe the younger generation isn't, or, you know, because I'm pretty sure they still stay out till 2.
You would think.
But I don't see them staying out till 2 at a local music show. So yeah. I wonder how much of that plays into it.
Yeah. I will say this, though. There are some locations that are, you know, becoming more avid with having musical guests. And I have seen, it seems to me in the last maybe 2 years, just thinking off the top of my head here, I've seen a better response to the local musicians that are playing, where before it seemed like some certain locations there would be a local musician playing and maybe 5-7 people were paying attention and everybody else was engrossed in something else. I see a little bit more of a response now. So maybe people are becoming more open to what we do have in this local music scene. I don't know. It's just an observation.
Well, I hope so. I recently saw a YouTube video of a famous singer who was performing and got very angry because the people were talking in the crowd. Stopped his performance and was Ooh. Like telling everybody, you either shut up or I'm done. You know, and then you hear people yelling, you know, some people telling others to shut up and back and forth. He starts his song back up. People kept talking. He took his guitar off and walked off the stage.
Wow. Well, we hope that doesn't happen here. Maybe we're a little more in tune.
Yeah, let's hope not. You know, it doesn't take anything to clap for somebody, too.
Sure.
You know? Somebody gets up there and bears your soul for you in there, especially if you didn't even pay anything to come in the door.
Yeah, right. Well, let's get back to the music.
Yeah, because you're getting me fired up.
I'm sorry. I have that effect on people.
Well, anyway, since it was Justin Wade who put that survey out and gave us this little topic to rehash here, I say we throw on his latest single, and that is Woman.
Okay, we'll follow that up with a band we had on about a month ago, a group of young men from the Greensburg area. And I'll tell you what, their new material really caught my attention, and I was digging this couple of their songs. But we're going to play the band Kalber and their song Torch here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. We'll be right back.
and I lost face, but I never lost faith in you. Lost time and I lost faith. Lost face, but I never lost faith in you. Lost time and I lost faith in you. Lost faith, but I never lost faith in you. Lost time and I lost faith. Lost faith, but I never lost faith in you. Never lost faith in you.
Rosie's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, don't forget this Thursday night, an open mic at the Rainbow down in Freeport. Utah will be there hosting that. Stop on by and enjoy a little bit of talent and maybe share your own. Coming up as well on Saturday of this weekend, April 13th, the Noble Hops Band will be at Recon Brewing. And also, Friday, April 26th, Utah from the Noble Hops Band will be at Cummings West for a solo acoustic show. And now that Ales for Athletes is wrapped up, our next Rock Done Right tour stop will be Saturday, May 4th in downtown Butler, the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party. It'll hit Main Street, showcasing resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. Food and craft vendors will be there at Kids Zone and, of course, live music presented by Shady Lady.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. Appreciate you tuning in. And if you ever miss a show, well, you don't ever have to miss a show. They're archived at 977rocks.com via on-demand playback. You can go back through the archives and listen to many of our shows from yesteryear. Of course, we're streaming anywhere you go in the entire world. You can catch us at 977rocks.com. And, of course, we're very excited to be getting a little bit closer week by week now that we've turned the calendar to April. A few months down the road, in July, we will have the annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, this year presented by Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations, and they are a premier sponsor this year, our main sponsor of the event that is July 12th and 13th, traditionally Friday and Saturday. We kick things off around 5 o'clock Friday night, run to midnight, and then Saturday, usually late morning, have a little brunch with us, and you can enjoy music right up to 11 o'clock out at Cooper's Lake Campground. Looking forward to another great year, Utah.
Yeah, and if you decide to camp, that is handled separately through Cooper's Lake Campground, but I highly recommend it. We have people start rolling in Wednesday, Thursday night. I mean, we've been drawn from, I think it was 8 different states here last year or something we had people come in from. Mm-hmm. They'll start rolling in Wednesday, Thursday night, and you can stay, you know, into Sunday and head on back home. So highly recommend it. However, if you don't want to camp, $20 gets you in and out. You can come and go as you please. Kids 17 and under are free.
Yeah, and we give you an armband, and that's good for the entire weekend. So it's not like you have to pay $20 to get in Friday and then pay $20 on Saturday. It's a one-shot deal. The camping is very affordable through Cooper's Lake Campground, too, if you do want to stay for that weekend. They're a place that will not gouge you, and that's what we really love about that facility. It's so gorgeous. They are so conducive to having this kind of an event, and they of course, they're fans of them. They've found their fans of the music too, but they've really, really go out of their way to make a comfortable experience for people.
Yeah, I like that you said that. They are fans of the music, and that's one of the coolest feedback things we've gotten from them. They just really enjoy it. I think they've been impressed with just how good the local music actually is here. You know, some people, I think, local music, you know, here comes my drunk uncle's band out of the garage or something. But no, they've been impressed. And, I mean, what a facility, too. You will want for nothing. Clean showers, laundry facilities, a camp store that I think decorates half of your house these days.
Yeah, it does, because they've got really good material, and it's not expensive, I'm telling you. I mean, I go to a campground a lot, and I've gone to others. And they hit you up. I mean, they make money on you. This is a place, I don't know how they do it. You know, they obviously get really good deals because they pass it along to you. That's what I respect. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And get to thebandjam.com, get your tickets. Don't wait. And on the camping, let's go back to that, you can pick your spot. And that's why you should get on that sooner than later, because if somebody gets a spot that you want, well, then you missed out. So you want to get on that.
And there's plenty of areas out there. There's a lot of room for you. But if you want to get a primo spot, if you want to be a little away too, you can do. I mean, you can have everything in your heart's desire just about when you go out there. And one thing I wanted to make a point of when you mentioned how clean everything is, I was blown away last year when we went, and I just guess I didn't pay attention to it years before, but it seems like they must clean their bathrooms 5 times a day because it's always spotless. And when you have the amount of people we have out there, you're thinking this thing could get messy. Not out there. They really keep up on this stuff, and that's another thing that really impresses me about Coopers Lake Campground.
Yeah, I agree. They're on it, and we are fortunate to be out there. Of course, Lamatt Productions been with us every single year, just top-notch talent, production and lighting, and we just absolutely love working with them and couldn't do it without them, actually.
Yeah, and in addition to Woodman Life, we want to thank sponsors of the Band Jam who are back with us this year, our local McDonald's restaurants, main stage sponsor. Aqua Solutions are part of it this year. Ram Automotive, we welcome them on board. Bowman Auto Repair, Mark Regis State Farm, and also Cummings Candy and Coffee. And it's just going to be a fun weekend, folks. I can't stress it enough. Get your friends together. Get your tickets. Make your plans. Circle the calendar. Friday, the 12th of July and the 13th at Coopers Lake Campground. Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, year number 7.
But before we get to that Rock Done Right tour stop, we have one more that's coming up. Actually, we might be having two more, but we can speak about this one for sure right now. And that is on May 4th, the Butler County Recovery and Resource Block Party that's going on in downtown Main Street, closing Main Street off. It's open to nonprofits to come in and be able to let people know about the resources and services that they provide for people who need it, for like mental health issues or drug and alcohol recovery. And it's a good opportunity, you know, for them to do that. And there will be other craft and food vendors there as well. And of course, some live music, and our buddies Lamatt Productions will be out there helping us with that as well. So
great, great stuff. And of course, stop number 2 on the Rock Done Right tour this year. We appreciate you supporting those events as well. Again, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. We're going to wrap up with a couple of tunes before we go here tonight. But again, encourage you to get out and support some of these local bands. Go out and see them, especially if you're sitting here going, what's this Band Jam thing all about? Go out and see a local band. It's going to give you a taste of what you're going to be able to watch an entire weekend, and I know you're going to be impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. And this next band here, because both you and I fell in love with these guys once we heard them and had them on the show. Excited to have them at the Band Jam this year. They'll be making a debut appearance. And that is the band Homicide Black. Man, I just can't get enough of this song right here. Lifeless but beautiful.
Awesome stuff. Well, I'm going to do the old spinorama on you then, because you're going to be sitting in your... I hope you're not on a chair with wheels right now, because you're going to be spinning around in circles after you hear Homicide Black and maybe a Grassroots first here. And I haven't even told Utah about this, but we're going to throw... How do you feel about a rap song on Grassroots?
We're open to local music, Bob.
Well, this is one, when I first played it, I thought, no. Then I played it again, and it was like, wait, it struck me in a whole different vein, because then I heard it, you know, and I think, you know, my son's a rap fan, big rap fan, and, I get it, some of it, and I like some of it, okay. But it's not something that I would go put into the CD player first. But I listened to this song and how well it was done, and it's got a really neat vibe to it. If you listen to the lyrics, it's written about us here in Western Pennsylvania. It has to be. It also stars somebody that is so well connected to this local music scene and has for many years, the legendary Jimmy Ross of the Jaggers, okay? And Clint Macro of Cobble Sound Studio produced this. This is a young man named Jordan York, and he sent this over to our Grassroots email. It's a song called Blue Collar, and it's got a kind of back and forth vibe to it. It's Jordan doing the rap, it's Jimmy Ross doing some singing, and they've done a great job on this song called Blue Collar here tonight. That'll follow Homicide Black. So again, if you're on a chair with wheels, grab onto something.
Now turn it up.
That's right. And we'll see you next week for our Grassroots show right here on the Rock Station 97.7.
hours every day till the back gates. Never quit, get a cut, just throw on a band-aid. Talking about the folks building cars, making landscapes. Do the dirty work, know how to give a handshake. Pulling up at 4 in the morning to grab the trash. Spreading salt after a blizzard or an avalanche. Never complain when they have to work back to back to keep feed on the table or use a cash advance. Pittsburgh kid grew up learning hard work. Steel City, this is where blue collars start first. This ain't for you if you just graduated Harvard, but more for those who spend 20 hours off the harbor. They never worked this hard for a few dollars. Kept the room spotless, they don't do drama. Shout out to Union 1058, a true honor. This country couldn't run without the blue collar.
It's a state of mind.
Just wanna relax after a long day. Hot bath in a cool brew, watch a ball game. No matter the job, they won't do it the wrong way. Always in good hands like it was some Allstate. They built the bridges, paved the roads and the lanes. The weight of the country lies on the shoulder blades. Until you clocked in before 8, don't complain. Working that hard will probably make you go insane. Kick up your feet, Nate, this so you can unwind. Whether you get home in the night or the sunshine. Working every day for the family to provide. The real superheroes working on the front line. Coming home with calluses and fingernail residue. Working nonstop, now it's time for letting loose. Chilling with the family, have a drink, get some food. Take time to relax and not worry what you've been ready for.
It's a state of mind.
That means we're working all the time. Blue collar state of mind.
The Rock Station Nation unites at 97.7 WLER-FM Butler Cranberry.
Well, I was out on a drive on a bit of a trip, looking for thrills to get me some kicks. Now I want you, ladies. I shoot from the hip. I was born with a stiff upper lip. Look it down. Shit.
97.7.
Let me tell you my story. I've got a man-sized predicament. And it's a big one. Goes like this. Yeah.
Station 97.7.
I'm not afraid to die. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, they told me yesterday that they're taking me away from being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, bruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Stand up for falling down, my heart and head are spinning round, it's crazy, thoughts in my head. Tell me why do I have to play it with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna pull me 600 under. Taking me away for being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, cruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Now tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gone.
Through. Rock.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Easter is just around the corner, which can only mean one thing. It's fish fry season. Lenten fish fries are a Butler tradition, with many churches, fire departments, and social clubs offering weekly dinners of baked or fried fish, complete with side dishes and homemade desserts. To make it easy to find local fish fries, we're putting together a fish fry guide at butlerradio.com. If you're looking to enjoy a great fish dinner and support local organizations, click the banner at butlerradio.com. And if your organization is hosting a fish fry, pierogi sale, bake sale, or other Lenten special, and you'd like to be included in our directory, give us a call at 724-283-1500.
Your rock starts now.
Come on, join us over here. We're jamming.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Surrender to me.
Station 97.7.